The Welter family, a beloved part of Bullitt County, marked the end of an era last month with their 2024 cane grinding and syrup boiling event, a bittersweet farewell to a beloved tradition they've carried on for years. This year's gathering, while missing the traditional lively barn dance, featured the traditional grind and boil along with scenic wagon rides that captured the charm and nostalgia of simpler times on this beautiful sunny day. The grand finale event celebrated over a decade of dedication to preserving the rich cultural heritage of syrup making. The guests marveled at the timeless process of grinding cane and syrup boiling, reliving memories while embracing new traditions. The Welter family invited their guests to gather at their historic farm, off Highway 80 25th, for fellowship around the syrup pot. But this year, the invitation added something special. Remembering Betty. Come, enjoy, participate, help, and make memories. This cane boil was dedicated to Welter matriarch Carrie's big sister. About the boil historically, cane syrup was the only way Southerners were able to sweeten many dishes and recipes. Sugar cane is grown in fields, then ground, crushed to extract the juice, which is collected in buckets and filtered, before being boiled in large iron pots to make cane syrup. This year the sugar cane was bought from Randy and Trish Morton. The cane grinding was supervised by Davin Welter, and the syrup boil was run by Ben Kennedy, along with his relatives Mike and Willie of Metter and the Welter's friend Sandra Shaw. Davin and Dave with the sugar cane at the pavilion on the farm, 100 guests enjoyed a delicious lunch catered by Hope You Like It Barbecue and graciously served by longtime friends FM and Rosalind Jones. The menu featured pulled pork, barbecue chicken, Brunswick stew, potato salad, coleslaw, white bread, an array of desserts, with sweet and unsweet tea. Boiled peanuts, hot cider, and cane syrup were enjoyed by all. The Joneses shared, "We always have fun with Dave and Carrie. Memories." The Johnson Welter Heritage Farm. At this final boil, the Johnson Welter Heritage Farms family cherished the life they share and reminisced about the love for the land and the family history that accompanies it. This day was filled with memories, reconnecting with childhood friends, high school days, sharing parenting stories and love tales. Most poignant were reflections on beloved family members who had passed, all of whom had cherished the annual syrup boil. The farm was purchased in 1930 by Paul Hines and Minnie Brock Johnson, Carrie's father. Her daddy ran the farm, while Carrie's mother, Minnie, Mama, ran the local store together. They had 7 children, 2 boys and 5 girls. Carrie, being the youngest, fondly recalls climbing trees, collecting eggs from the chickens, playing near the train depot and the large mule barn that stands on the farm today. After Minnie, Mama, passed away, the farm was divided among Carrie and her 4 siblings. Sisters Judy, Betty, and Shirley. Carrie's portion contained the family's house, the little train depot and other historical buildings, including a row of pecan trees that line the entrance, with one tree slightly out of place near the old train depot. Carrie laughs, recalling how the trees are one of the prettiest sights, with the homestead on the left and the restored mule barn on the right. The Welters have 2 children, Davin and Andrea, and 2 grandchildren, Hudson and Wyatt. Davin Welter recalls his favorite memory of the cane boil. "The first time Hudson and Wyatt, my nephews, got on a tractor that powered the cane grinder, it was fun to watch them go from having a little bit of trepidation of handling the important responsibility, to having the confidence that they could do it without a problem, then boredom at its repetitive task that they had mastered." In front of the rustic barn, 2 gray granite benches honor Carrie's parents, Paul and Minnie. "Daddy loved his barn," Carrie Welter shared. "And there's a living memorial that honors her 3 deceased sisters, Judy Carol Brack, Betty Pauline Bunch, and Leonie Alderman Johnson." Remembering Betty. Betty Pauline Johnson Bunch, named after Daddy, Paul. "How can I possibly help you wrap your mind around the magnitude of the dash between April 21, 1934 to October 26, 2018? It's impossible, so I will only attempt to cover a portion," shared Carrie, referring to her sister Betty. "Betty was 8 years old when I was born, a kind, compassionate, second mother to me, that I looked up to and admired her spunk and resourcefulness. A tiny woman with a big heart. The hardest worker of my siblings, a skillful gardener, who milked cows, cleaned fish, and was my daddy's right hand. She could eat anyone under the table. When it came to eating oysters and blue crabs, her very favorite food, shared Carrie, savoring the memories. Betty married, had two daughters, Teresa, Cynthia, Cindy, three grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. She lived in Springfield until she was widowed, at which time she returned to the family farm that she cherished and served as a faithful steward of her father's legacy. Betty's graduation in 1952. Living a meaningful, purpose-filled life, Cindy, Betty's daughter, shared, "My mom was small in stature but as strong as an ox, physically and spiritually. She overcame obstacles, raised two hard-to-handle girls as a single mom, showing us how as adults to stand up for what we believe and take responsibility for our mistakes. I love and miss you, Mom." "Mom loved all flowers," added Teresa, Betty's other daughter. "Daisies and Christmas cactus, especially the yellow daisies beside the road. She commented on them each time we passed." Aunt Betty was one of the sweetest souls, with a big heart and even bigger hug. Gentle by nature but known for getting riled up when something mattered to her, like winning in cards. She knew about plants and vegetation. One of my favorite memories of Aunt Betty is walking around the farm, showing me all the different plants that grew in the area. If I mentioned that one was prettier or unique, I would soon find a potted one to take home, smiled Andrea Welter, Carrie's daughter and Betty's niece. The Welter family in 2020, Dave, Davin, Andrea, Hudson and Wyatt, Carrie. Family legacy. Tradition and sharing. The Welter family's dedication to uniting people and carrying on this tradition remains unwavering, leaving a lasting legacy of joy. Carrie concluded, "I want people to feel welcome, enjoy the scenery and green space God has blessed us with, this beautiful property, these wonderful buildings, and our family's home." Carrie has written a book about her grandmother Lavonia Johnson and her life. She has held it close to her heart with her mother Minnie helping contribute. If you want to know more about the book, contact her at carrie.welter@comcast.net.